سورة المباركة الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إياك غير المغضوب عليهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected scholars, elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in tawfiq insha'Allah and to give us the opportunity to recite the Holy Quran in this holy month, and to understand the meanings of the Holy Quran and to apply the meanings in our daily lives, insha'Allah. Tonight we want to talk about another evil person who has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And this person used to cause a lot of trouble to the Holy Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Why do we want to know about this individual? It's because when we understand what kind of an evil person he was, we may be able to avoid his ways, his tricks, and so on and so forth. For us, the Holy Quran is al-Furqan. It is the criterion which distinguishes between haq and batil, right and wrong. We cannot say that we want only to learn about that which is haq, while the Holy Quran has mentioned batil also. We need to know the batil which has been mentioned in order for us to be able to understand when it comes into our daily lives. An example of those evil people who have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, then we will be aware and we will be able to deal with them according to what the Holy Quran has mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 108 of the Holy Quran, very famous surah, we all know it, and the surah is the shortest surah in the Holy Quran. This is surah Al-Kawthar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the gracious, the most merciful. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbik. Pray to your Lord. Wanhar, and give sacrifice. Inna shani'aka, indeed your enemy, huwa al-abtar, he is the abtar, he is the one without blessings, he is the one without posterity, he is the one who will be cut off. This surah was revealed in Mecca. One of the merits of this surah, according to Ma'asumina alayhimu salam, any person who recites this surah in his salah, fariḍa or nafila, when you pray your wajib salah, you recite this surah, or when you pray your mustahabbat, you recite this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you be able to drink from the hawd of Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. When you are given that opportunity to drink the water from Kawthar, it means that you will be with the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. and you will be given the water from the pond of Kauthar by the one who is known as Saqi al-Kauthar, and that is Imam Amirul Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, imagine we talk about the merits of Imam Amirul Mu'minin, Asadullah al-Ghalib, Ghalib kulli Ghalib, Matlub kulli Talib, Imam al-Masharik wal-Magharib. On the day of judgment, he stands there to give you water from Kauthar. It is an honor by itself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him sincerely to make us able to drink from the Kauthar, insha'Allah ta'ala. So the merit of surah is that. What was the reason for the surah to be revealed? There was this particular individual. His name is Aswi bin Wa'il. Look at the name, Aswi. The name itself says a lot. He was known as Aswi. In Arabic language, the simple one, Aswi is the one who goes against the commands, crosses the limits. Even in our language, for example, Swahili, we say, "Huyu mtoto ana aswi sana," meaning doesn't listen. Aswi bin Wa'il, a Suhami from the clan of Suham. He used to torment Rasulullah all the time. Whenever he sees him, he will call him Abtar. And in Arabic language, Abtar, literally, it means the himar, the donkey, whose tail has been cut off. You see the donkey without a tail? Arabs will call that donkey himar. That himar they will call Abtar. When you call a human being Abtar, it means that his family will not continue. His family normally is the sons who are going to continue to carry the name of their father. So if you don't have sons, they will call you Abtar. Aswi bin Wa'il, his mission was just to torment Rasulullah. In one occasion, when people were sitting in Masjidul Haram near Al-Kaaba, he saw Rasulullah coming. He went to speak to him. There were many Quraysh sitting there. They saw him talking to Rasulullah. When he was talking, he prolonged his discussion and then he went back to speak to them. They said, "What were you talking to Rasulullah?" He said, "I was calling him Abtar." And he would do it openly without any fear. Rasulullah persevered. He had that sabr. Can you imagine every day you meet with this individual, he calls you that name. Every day, day in, day out, you meet with him, he calls you Abtar. Some of us would leave the city. You would go to another town to live. Why? Because there's this individual who targets me all the time. But Rasulullah was given that sabr, that patience. No one else would have that patience. And that's why we understand when the Holy Prophet says, "Ma udhiya nabiyun mithla ma udhit." No any messenger has been tortured the way I have been tortured in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? Someone, his mission is just to call you a name day in, day out. Now we come to a second stage, the mu'jiza of the Holy Quran. When we look at Surah Al-Kawthar, we all know the surah, we all know the meaning. Three verses are very short, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the challenges here. He says to non-believers, if you have doubt, in kuntum fi raibi mimma nazzalna, if you have doubt in any of our revelation in regards to the Holy Quran, fa'atu bimithlih, bring example of this Quran. If you think you are intelligent enough, make another Quran, produce and say, this is my Quran. He says again, if you can do it, the whole of it, bring 10 surahs of example of surah of the Holy Quran. But if you cannot, even one surah, bring one surah, say this is like the Holy Quran. Because why? They used to say, this Muhammad, He has got a teacher. His name is Rahman. And that teacher, Rahman, is the one who teaches him. And he copies the Holy Quran. Now we want to challenge him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, if you dare say like that, bring example of the Holy Quran. Many people tried. Yeah, there was one guy, he said, I will bring my hope, my kind of Quran. You know, these days we say copy and paste. But in terms of academic, they say plagiarism. Now, the guy went and he said, okay, I will bring my kind of Quran. He looked at whatever revelation, he saw this surah, three verses. He brought his words and he said, Inna a'tainaka al-jawahir. Fasalli li rabbika wajahir. Wala tastami' ila qawli sahir. Inna a'tainaka al-jawahir. We have given you jewels. Fasalli li rabbika. Pray to your Lord. Wajahir. And say it loudly. Pray loudly. Wala tastami', but don't listen ila qawli sahir, to what magician says. He says, this is the Holy Quran. So the people of knowledge, they say, okay, but your wordings, if you compare to Kauthar, they don't make any sense. Inna a'tainaka al-jawahir, we have given you jawahir, jewels. So what are you telling us here? What is the message here? Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you kawthar. Kawthar by itself has got many meanings here. Kawthar, one of the meanings is the river in paradise. That fountain in paradise, only the believers will drink from it. That is one meaning. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you kawthar. Another meaning, kawthar, many blessings. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you many blessings, and these blessings will continue again and again and again. One of the mufassirin says, among the outcome of al-kawthar is today you see the message of Islam around the world. Day in, day out, there are many people who are ready to become Muslims. This is the outcome of kawthar. Because many blessings will continue again and again and again. Even though Islam is being attacked left, right, and center, but you see many people who are ready to become Muslims. Not only normal people, doctors, professors, all rich and poor, even many ladies, for example, in UK, those who are very well-to-do, they become Muslims these days. What is happening here? Allah says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you many blessings, will continue. These blessings will continue. Fasalli li rabbika. Pray to your Lord. But before that, another meaning. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you kawthar. Kawthar here is Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. But when we say this is Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, some people say, what do you mean? Kawthar, Fatima al-Zahra, where is the connection here? We say, wait, the connection is at the ayah, at the end of the surah. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you kawthar as Fatima al-Zahra. Fasalli li rabbika, wanhar. Pray to your Lord and give sacrifice. Inna shani'aka, because your enemy, indeed your enemy, huwa al-abtar, he's the one who is without posterity. He's the one who has been cut off. His family will not continue. What does the surah tells us? It tells us that the family of Rasulullah will continue. How can the family continue while the Holy Prophet lost all his sons? It will continue through the family of Ali bin Abi Talib and Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayhima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So when we say Fatima al-Zahra is Kawthar, yes, she is Kawthar, because the family of Rasulullah continues through Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayhi wa ala ba'liha Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now, coming back to our discussion. When the surah was revealed, It was revealed because of us. Ibn Wa'il used to torment Rasulullah after he lost his sons. Asu ibn Wa'il lived in Makkah. People of Makkah, they used to have that kind of honor they used to give to one another, because why? They know your name, they know your dad, they know your family, they know your clan, so they will honor you. They used to honor Asu ibn Wa'il. But then, after the revelation of Surah Al-Kawthar, they said, we need to know the Quran, even though we challenge Muhammad, but he doesn't lie. And this Quran is not his. What is happening here? Why he is Shani'aka and he is Abtar according to the Holy Quran? So they started looking at the life of Asu ibn Wa'il. They came to learn few things. Here you have two Mufassiri. Group number one says that Asu ibn Wa'il, even though he was known as bin Wa'il, the son of Wa'il, he was not the son of Wa'il. He was the son of someone else. Another group of Mufassirin, they say, no, look at the children of Asu ibn Wa'il. Because the reason why he was targeting Rasulullah, he used to say that you are Abtar because you don't have children. Look at me. I have at least two boys. And these boys are very famous boys in Makkah. I have two, you have nothing. So people said, okay, let us look at the lives of these two boys of Asu ibn Wa'il. Wallah, there is a danger when a human being wants to follow what he says in the holy hadith, atharatin nas, the shames of people. You want to follow about their secrets. You want to know what is hidden. Then you can reveal many, many things. Many things will be revealed on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yawm al-Qiyamah, one of the names of Qiyamah is Yawm Tubla As-Sarair. Qiyamah is the day when our secrets will be made clear. People will see us clearly. That, okay, you are the Mawlana, but now we see another picture of this Mawlana. Oh, that Imam... Oh, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, were you the Imam? Why? Because Sara'ir, our secrets will be revealed. And that's why Islam asks us, the basic of akhlaq and the principle of akhlaq is for you to conceal the uyub of other people. Conceal their secrets. Even if you come to know a secret of a person, conceal it. Because if you disclose the secret, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disclose your secrets here in this world as well as in the hereafter. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Anyone who follows people with the aim of disclosing their secrets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make people to come to know the secret of this person, and they will disclose his secrets even if it's in the middle of night. His secrets will come to be known. And that's why when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Ya Sattar al-Uyub. Ya Sattar al-Uyub. Oh, the concealer of defects. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals whatever we ask him to conceal. لا تفضحني بين الخلائق. Don't expose me in front of people. The way they see me, the way they think about me, make them think that way, Ya Allah. Because we are prone to commit sins and to sleep. Now Asu ibn Wa'il broke those boundaries which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. By calling Rasulullah Abtar, it means that you declare war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed his secrets until when he said to Rasulullah, you are Abtar. Allah now made everything to be clear. So people were looking at his children. He had two sons. One is known as Hisham bin Al-As. This Hisham, he was a good boy. He accepted Islam just when people were migrating to Medina. He wanted to go to Medina, but his family stopped him. Eventually, he got the opportunity and he migrated to Medina. When he was in Medina, he was a good Muslim. 13th year of Hijrah after the death of the Holy Prophet, there was a battle of Yarmouk and he died as a shaheed there. But his brother is known as Amr. Amr bin al-As. Amr bin al-As. I'm sure you have heard about Amr bin al-As. His father, As bin Wa'il, used to be proud of my son, Amr, Amr, Amr. Now, Amr bin al-As, people decided to follow his genealogy. Is he really a son of al-As bin Wa'il? They came to learn that no, he wasn't. One lady by the name Arwa bint al-Harith, one day, this is after the death of the Holy Prophet, when Muawiyah came to power, Arwa went to talk about something with Muawiyah. When Arwa was talking to Muawiyah, Amr ibn al-As was sitting there because Amr ibn al-As was the advisor of Muawiyah. Many of the things which Muawiyah did, he got the idea from Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As interfered and he was talking to this lady. The lady said to Amr, "Oh Amr, you don't dare interfere my discussion with Muawiyah." He said, do you dare to talk in front of people? We know your mother used to be that singer in Makkah. The singer in Makkah, people used to go to her house. And many people in one particular time went to visit her. This lady was talking in a respectful way. Many people visited her, and there were 5 men. All of them claimed to be the father of you, Amr ibn al-As. But when they asked, who is the father? No one was given an answer by your mother, except your mother said, let us wait until this baby is going to be born. Whoever he resembles among these men, that will be his father. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What are these men? Number one, Aswi bin Wa'il, the one we are talking about. Number two, Abu Lahab. Number three, you have Hisham ibn al-Mughira. And number four, you have the father of Muawiyah, Abu Sufyan. And another person who was number five. So all these, they claim to be the father of Amr ibn al-As. But the mother said, no, okay, I know what I've done. We will wait until when the son or the boy or the girl will be born. Whoever resembles that will be the father. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Arwa is telling Amr ibn al-As, you keep quiet, don't say anything, because we know what your mother used to do. Now look at the mu'jiza of the Holy Quran. Before Amr opened his mouth, As ibn Wa'il opened his mouth to say that Rasulullah is Abtar, everybody in Makkah used to know that As ibn Wa'il was an honored person. No one would dare speaking anything against this particular individual. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the secret. Now, Aswi bin Wa'il raised Amr in order for him to be like him. This Amr ibn al-As, he was the one, when you look at his life, you come to know that his life was full of many evil things. Amr ibn al-As, and I'm sorry to say that amongst our brothers, Muslims from other schools of thought, when we discuss about these things, they say, why are you mentioning things about Sahabas? We say, no, we are not showing any disrespect about any Sahaba. First of all, these Sahabas are Sahaba of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. They are not our Sahaba, they are Sahabas of Rasulullah. If anything was mentioned in the Holy Quran about Sahabas, if there is an ayah from the Holy Quran or hadith, we need to discuss about that. And this will bring benefit, not just to follow Islam blindly and to accept whatever people say. And sometimes, unfortunately, when we talk about these issues, some people would say, why are you mentioning these? If things have been mentioned in the books, keep them there in the books. We say, those people who have written, have recorded all these events in the Arabic books, they didn't know that these things are existing? Or is it problem for us to mention them in English or in other languages because the Arabic books are there and, of course, the history have been mentioned there? We say, no, we need to know this, the issues, because we need to avoid all the mistakes which other people have committed. Now, Amr ibn al-As was that man who was sent to Abyssinia when the first group of Muslim migrants were sent by Rasulullah to Habasha to go to the king Najashi or Negasi in order for him to give them shelter. It was Amr ibn al-As who was sent as the representative of Quraysh to bring the Muslims back to Makkah. But when he was there and he talked to Najashi and he instigated against the Muslims, it was Ja'far al-Tayyar who stood against Amr ibn al-As. They say he was so eloquent, but his eloquence was not compared to the eloquence of Ja'far al-Tayyar, because he comes to the family of the people who are eloquent. Now we understand again, Amr ibn al-As, he was the advisor of Muawiyah, and it was him, when there was a battle between Muawiyah and Amirul Mu'mineen, Amr ibn al-As decided to go to stand against Imam Amirul Mu'mineen to fight against Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who can fight with the one who is known as La Fata illa Ali, wa la Saifa illa Dhulfiqar? When he stood to fight Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, he saw that he was in danger and he was going to be killed. He made a trick, and what did he do? He removed his clothes in order for him to be naked. Sorry for the language. When Imam Amirul Mu'mineen saw him, he said, how can I fight with someone who doesn't have any cloth? And he ran away back to Muawiyah. And in the battle of Siffin, Amr ibn al-As went to Muawiyah and he said, oh Muawiyah, many people are complaining that Muslims have been killed here. What can we do? Why don't you, Muawiyah, go fight with Ali ibn Abi Talib, just two of you, let one kill the other and Muslims will be safe. And it was here Muawiyah looked at Amr and he said, can you tell me who among the people who went to fight Ali ibn Abi Talib went to fight and he came back alive? You want me to be killed? This is Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As, when you talk about him to the people of Egypt, they honor him to the level that they don't want to listen anything. For example, this majlis, some of our Egyptian brothers, if they are going to listen to it, they would say, why are you saying ill of Amr ibn al-As, the one who opened Egypt, the one who made Egypt to become Muslims? They look at one side of the life of this particular individual, but they don't see the other life of Amr ibn al-As. For us, when the Holy Quran says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, indeed we have given you al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, pray to your Lord and give sacrifice, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, indeed your enemy is the one who is without posterity. We look at the father of Amr ibn al-As, we come to know about these stories, we ask a question, how can Amr ibn al-As be the imam of Muslims? Because one of the conditions of imam of jama'ah needs to be an adil person. How many jama'ah Amr ibn al-As led while he was not the son of his father? As we understand, Islam conceals, Islam keeps the secrets of many people. But if you dare poke a hole to Rasulullah, Habibu ilahi rabbil alameen, then you are going to declare the war against Allah himself. For us, brothers and sisters, we need to remember one thing, and that is, yes, people may sleep, people may commit sins, but keep whatever you have done to yourself. Don't even come in front of people and say, I did X, Y, Z in this particular year. Because you are Rahman, you are Allah is Rahman, He will conceal all the defects. It is for us, when we talk to our children, we say, do not go the wrong way, because what you do today may have a big impact many years to come. Who knew that the lady Arwa, a woman, would expose Amr ibn al-As in front of Muawiyah? So for our children, you need to be very careful. Don't be tempted to commit sins now, thinking that we are young and nobody will know. Many years to come, whatever you do today, it will cause major trouble to you when people will reveal whatever you have done. However, for us, we understand, according to Islamic principles, even if I have seen what people have committed, I need to be aware of that and I shouldn't expose to people. One hadith which has been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. And this is about the discussion about the people concerning Amr ibn al-As. They say Amr ibn al-As, even though he died as a kafir, when Umar ibn al-Khattabi became a Muslim, he decided to become a Muslim, he was a bit in fear. He wanted to migrate to Medina, but he feared that people were going to kill him. And there was a group of people who were targeting him. So Umar decided to go to Amr ibn al-As, to As ibn Wa'il, the father of Amr ibn al-As. As ibn Wa'il said to Umar ibn al-Khattabi, have you become a Muslim? You followed Muhammad? Don't worry, nobody will touch you, and you will continue to be a good Muslim. The kafir, the one who is al-As ibn Wa'il, gave shelter to Umar ibn al-Khattabi, and Bukhari has mentioned this in his book. Now you wonder, this kafir, if he knew that the guidance is with the Holy Prophet, why he himself didn't want to follow and he was ready to protect someone else to become a Muslim? There are many things, if we know, then we will come to know that either there was something hidden was going on among those who are known as kuffar who did not become Muslims, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them as well as us. The lesson we are getting here, brothers and sisters, is that if we think that Islam came to us in easy way, that Rasulullah received message from Allah, he conveyed the message and people became Muslims, we are wrong, because it wasn't easy. Rasulullah, for him to be tormented day in, day out, to be called names, to be pelted with stones, for him to go to the battles and to see his companions being killed, and even for him to be injured, that is not something easy for us to bear. And then when we come to learn that the Holy Prophet said, no messenger was tortured like the way I have been tortured. When we look at the kinds of tortures Rasulullah was tortured, then we say, may Allah, jazakallahu anil Islam, khair al jaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, ya Rasulullah, for the sake of Islam. But when we examine the tortures which Rasulullah was tortured, there was no torture like when we come to learn the daughter of Rasulullah, the one who was known as Al-Kawthar, was tortured until a time came that Fatima al-Zahra, the one who was known as Al-Kawthar, there was a time she couldn't pray while standing up. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After the incident of Do, one lady said that I saw this lady Zahra, the one who was young, energetic. A time came that the time of Salah, she couldn't stand up. There was a time the lady said, I saw Zahra walking, holding a walking stick. Why? Because she couldn't stand and walk properly after the incident of the door. We know that this was a big torture to Rasulullah. If Allah says, we have given you Kawthar, why then people would break the Kawthar until Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi, when he was burying the lady Zahra, he cried and he said, ya Rasulullah, your daughter will give you all the information about what the Ummah have done to her. And the Imam alayhi salam cried And he said, Al-ana isturji'atil wadi'a. Now the trust has been returned to you, Ya Allah. And Rasulullah, your daughter, will tell you what happened to her. But when we remember that Fatima to Zahra, yes, was buried with the body intact. Yes, the rib was missing or was broken. But how can we compare the mother to the son, Imam Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam? When he was buried in Karbala, the body was buried, but the head was not there. Until when the caravan came back from Syria. That was the time the head was united to the body. This is a calamity to the Ummah and to Rasulullah indeed. And that's why Rasulullah says, Ma udhiya nabiyun mithla ma udhit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us in the list of those who are sa'imin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fastings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of us, insha'Allah ta'ala, and to reward the organizers specifically. Ya Allah, our marhumin, make them enter into your rahmah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as of all the people who are supplicating for different issues. Ya Allah, those muhtajin, fulfill their needs. Ya Allah, and those brothers and sisters who are not feeling well, Ya Allah, cure them bi shafa'at Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And those who are not feeling well, let us recite dua amma yujibu al-muttarra together 5 times and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all the marid. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yujibu al-muttarra idha da'a wa yakshifu as-soo. Amma yujibu al-muttarra idha da'a wa yakshifu as-soo. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ يَا اللَّهُ يَا اللَّهُ يَا اللَّهُ يَا اللَّهُ اللَّهُمَّ اكْشِفْ عَنَّا السُّوءَ بِمَا شِئْتَ وَكَيْفَ شِئْتَ إنك على ما تشاء قدير ورحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل